We like our stories to build toward a better place. Happily ever after, the end, and all that. In storybook pages, and even in our funerals, our Black Catholics show the wrestling with grief and hope with the tradition locally of jazz funerals, a musical march from the church to the graveside that goes all the way back to the 1800s. But even there, what's the beat stepped to? Music moves from sorrow to joy, from the plodding, ponderous, in the sweet by and by, to a bright tempoed when the saints go marching in. We start in one place and finish in another, from beginning to end, always more hopeful, always better in the end. Today on Palm Sunday, we take up the procession, but in reverse, beginning with our saint marching in, ending with the haunting by and by farewell. Jesus moves into Jerusalem in triumph and exits in shame. This is not the way we write our stories, but it is the way our God does. Stay there in the surprise, in the shock, in that sense the first believers must have had when experiencing it, in that sense that perhaps we had when our young minds first tried to piece Jesus' Holy Week actions together. It's not Easter yet. This odd Palm Sunday procession makes me think of a variation of a quote now over 60 years old, but grown in accuracy through time. In observing the state of Christians in the United States, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. often remarked how we can preach only a well-adjusted message, a Jesus who makes us feel good in all of our states, resists us from questioning or knowing sadness. The follower of Christ should know a different movement, revel not just in being well-adjusted, but at times maladjusted. To quote Dr. King, "There are some things in our social system that I'm proud to be maladjusted to, and I call upon you to be maladjusted to." He goes on to name segregation and discrimination, violence and inequality, war and hatred. "There are some things that I never intend to become adjusted to, and I call upon you to continue to be maladjusted." On this Palm Sunday, in our procession in reverse, we stay with our Lord this week, feeling things we regularly choose to avoid, refusing to distract ourselves away. Brothers and sisters of a crucified, maladjusted Christ.